This is an application to consider an ordinance to delete and/or modify the conditions imposed in ordinance number 1455 for conditional use number 1379, the application of Urbino C. Chase LLC to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, lying at the northwest corner of the intersection of Route 275 and Route 274. Gentlemen, for the benefit of the record, the applicants did provide on January 14th an exhibit booklet which contained a cover letter, a letter from David Baker to Paul Rubino of September 27th, a copy of ordinance number 1455 for conditional use number 1379, an October 17, 2007 letter to David Baker from Mark Dunkel, attorney on behalf of the applicant, copies of October 13, 2006 letter and to the president of the estate of C. Chase from Mark Cotte, subdivision engineer, and making reference to the entrance issue, a copy of the original site plan, preliminary site plan that was used during the public hearing for 1379 conditional use, a copy of a pool area detail dated July 13th of 2001 and referencing a preliminary site plan, a copy of the entrance portion of an August 19th, 02 approval at or for the commission of the site plan, the pool area detail, the final site plan approval dated August 19, 2002, a color as-built rendering of the pool area, a color conditional use amendment request for approval of the pool area, and then a site plan attached in a binder to the rear. That is a part of the record and has been since that date it was received. Also, for the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down copies of a larger survey site plan of the October 2804 approval. This is part of the decoration plan showing the site. Bear with me a second, my file got shuffled today.
Fine, take your time, Mr. Lank. We'll be here as long as it takes.
I have a copy of a memorandum from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in reference to this application and making reference to amended conditions. It is noted that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area study will be required, but the County Engineering Department has no comments as the conditional use relates to not constructing a community building, and a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John Ashman. For the benefit of the commission, again, I have a letter in opposition to this application. There's seven there. The letter from Richard Dessinger, and it makes reference to their opposition to the resident within the estates of C. Chase. He's retired, lives full time. This has also been a part of the record since January 16th. You have copies so you can read it. I noticed that the writer is present so he can expand upon his comments. Attached to that letter is a copy of a rendering that was provided as a promo for the sale. units within this project, a copy of the conditions of approval, a copy of the May 4th, 2000 letter to Mr. Rubino from myself, references to the minutes of meeting for April 23rd, 2005. There's two pages to that. Some photographs of other community buildings and other projects. Section of a street section, and trying, as before the meeting started, we were trying to copy the site plans that he had provided copies of, which are part of the record, but the printer broke on us, so we didn't get to copy those. But one of them is, I've got copies of the one that's important. I can pass those down also.
But they're part of the record already?
They are part of the record already, and they are in the file. Okay. And I believe that's all. Oh, I do have one other letter. I received a letter from Judith Pollock. Is she present? And it makes reference to purchasing her home in the state of Sea Chase in November of 05 from the original homeowner. At the time, there was no indication that there was supposed to be a pool house in the community. It is distressing to learn that the developer, Frank Rubino Company, failed to follow the original plan, perhaps without approval, and now there is an investigation into this matter. After living here for years, homeowners may face inconvenience and expense due to the possible mistake by others. The community pool area is very small, and there does not appear to be any space for the pool house to be built at this time without some type of major redesign. I would not like the pool to be made smaller in order to build a structure adjacent. Since the community is only about 40 homes, it doesn't seem practical to build the building now. There is really no need for even a storage shed, as the community has successfully covered pool furniture during the winters with little expense and maintenance needed. Any building would surely be an annoyance to those who live adjacent to the pool area. I think there should be an investigation as to why these plans were changed, but I think the estate of Sea Chase would not benefit from having a pool house installed now. And signed, Judith Pollock. That's all I have, gentlemen.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Lank, and the chair recognizes Mr. Dunkel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman Wheatley. For the record, Mark Dunkel. I'm with the law firm of Perkowski, Girk, and Swayze, with the home office in 116 West Water Street, Dover. And we also have now 16 South Front Street, Georgetown, Delaware office. And being a Sussex County Roxana property owner, I almost feel three quarters of a Sussex County resident.
I'd say you're making great strides, Mr.
I'm trying to improve my life.
That's right. Soon we'll issue you a passport.
I'm improve my life, Mr. Chairman. Right. I appreciate that. I am here on behalf of the applicant. Put together a book, which I think...
Mr. Dunkel, I'm going to ask you to speak into the microphone, please. Folks in the back can't hear. And I'm also going to invite the folks in the back to sit up front. This is in church, okay?
Thanks. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Go right ahead.
All right. And I tried to put together a booklet, which I think all of you have received. And I was going to refer to it somewhat in the presentation. Basically trying to lay out, as far as we can tell, what happened. Clearly what happened is there's no community building. The community building was not constructed. The county council made, in its list of conditions, condition number 6 says construct a clubhouse and the pool. Condition number 7 says close the entrance to the other Sea Chase. There's two Sea Chase developments side by side. So those are two conditions that require any change, require your recommendation, and then requires county council's approval. Starting on page, I guess, 3 of my book, there's really two other conditions out there as well. And one is these 5 parking spaces. And if you want to flip it over, Roger? There are 5 parking spaces on all the approved plans right in front of the pool. And they've never been installed. They're landscaped. And also, finally, the pool that's always been shown on the plans is 3 times smaller than the pool that was built, which is a part of the root of the circumstance we're in today. The five parking spaces, as far as the developer can tell and has been told in the past, nobody wants them constructed. They're landscaped. It's the landscaped area that you see on the plan that Roger Gross is pointing to. There's some correspondence, I think, in the county file from the community association that says we don't want you to install those parking spaces. There will be some testimony about how the developer was actually asked not to put them in. But that was part of the site plan that was required. In the site plan that's at page 4 of our booklet, the site plan that you all approved after the conditional use hearing in 01, the building is labeled a community building. So it's not the same item that was in the county council's approval that said clubhouse. Somewhat of a difference, we're not quite sure. What I've added in on page 5 is the final site plan, which came through in 2002. Final site plan still shows both of those entrances that are open. And on page 6 of my booklet, showing you the detail from the final site plan, there's no community building. It's not on the plan. This is the plan that was recorded, and more than likely was the plan utilized to generate the construction drawings for the development. So the recorded plan for the community shows only the pool, the five parking spaces still, and these two entrances, but no community building or clubhouse building at all. So where we are now in 2008, in page 7 of my booklet, is probably easier for you to see than the board if you've got this. The as-built conditions. Essentially, what's happened is there's really no room or practical room in the open space, the community area, to build a structure. The pool expanded, and we've tried to show in the booklet the original pool building area in the red and what was actually built, which is, as I said, about triple the size. The other feature that came into this development that's not in any of the plans is the propane. It's not a tank farm, but it's the underground propane area. The developer will testify that he wanted to have propane service available for the community so they could use it for heat. I think fireplaces, whatever you can use propane for. This is where the propane went, and there's an easement around the propane storage tank that's blocked off on our plan. You can see it there in your booklet. I can't tell you where the propane lines go. We asked Mr. Utility to flag them.
Flagged today.
Okay. And you've seen the site. I don't know where they go, but they got to come from this spot. I don't know if they go through the open space that's left, but there are lines out there. We're asking, on page 8, what we're asking is your positive recommendation. Of course, we still have to go to the county council for the following things. Your recommendation, first of all, that the entrances both remain open. And you've seen in the packet that Mr. Lank referenced the letter from DelDOT. DelDOT wrote back to the community association and said, if you're asking that both entrances remain open, and DelDOT, we agree. Leave them both open rather than channel the traffic just through one. To make that change official, though, we would still require your positive approval, and ultimately it would require the positive approval of county council. Obviously, the developer's in favor of that and hasn't closed the entrance. So it's a condition that the developer hasn't fulfilled, and it sounds like nobody wants it to be fulfilled. The five parking spaces is really a site plan issue. It's not part of the conditional use, but technically this plan is not in compliance because they didn't build the five paved parking spaces. As far as we can tell, and there's some correspondence in the file, the residents don't want those parking spaces built. They would like it to remain landscaped. Third is the pool. The site plan shows the pool being a third the size it is. I don't think anybody wants the pool torn out and rebuilt at a smaller size. The main item here, of course, is this community building or clubhouse, depending upon which approval you look at, or none if you look at the approved plan. We're asking for relief from that. I did get a chance to look in the file and read both of the letters that came in, the one against and the one, it sounds it's reluctantly in favor, but I think the letter does make a good point that it's a very small community. It's about 40, 45 units. There really isn't any suitable room for a community building. It wouldn't really serve a whole lot of purpose. That's really no excuse for there not being a building there. We're not trying to make any excuses about that. We're not suggesting that, you know, market conditions have changed and now this building shouldn't be built or something like that. But I really think it's a matter of, and the developer will testify, the pool was really just too darn small when they got out on site to serve this community, and it grew in the field and it was built. And the propane service was thought as a nice amenity, and it was installed, and it took up a lot of space. And we've ended up with what we have. Very nice community, but doesn't have this structure that was proposed. Really, the proper procedure would have been to come back here several years ago and make these arguments and say, you know, we would request that these changes be made. There has been an awful lot of plan recordation since 2001 and 2002. As you know, this is a condominium development. So every time structures are built, another plan comes in, gets approved, and gets recorded. And I think there's been 14 or 15 plans in that process, and you have a couple of them here. So I know the developer was in close contact with the residents during the development of the community. He has a pretty good body of knowledge of the what you would call punch list items and corrections and things that were made. And there were also some extras, so to speak, supplied to the development by the developer. So we're really asking for your consideration of a practical amendment. We believe that there's been some benefit, extra benefit, let's say, provided to the community with the propane and the much larger pool area and concrete. That's not really an excuse for not having this structure, but it's an explanation, I suppose, the best that we can give. And if you've been out there, and it sounds like you have, it's a beautiful, compact community. As you can readily tell, most people walk to the pool. It's very close. I think we've submitted some correspondence early on to the file, which is the state's conditions of the pool construction. And the state's conditions on the pool construction require a bathhouse if the farthest residence is 1,000 feet or more from the pool. And you don't have that condition here. All of the houses are closer than 1,000 feet. So I know in one of the opposition letter, one of the big concerns is that the grandkids, when they swim at the pool, they have to go to the bathroom, they come home wet. And I can understand that, having big kids and small kids. As far as what's required by the state in that situation or this situation, it's not required. So I suppose in the state's wisdom, wet grandkids are okay unless they're 1,000 feet or more from the pool.
Guess they can hold it that long.
They can hold it that long or do something not supposed to do. But we are here, I guess, trying to explain what has gone through the process, what's been approved, and what's been built, and we're asking for your positive recommendation. I do have Roger Gross, the engineer, who would answer a few questions, as well as Paul Rubino with C-Chase, unless you wanted to ask me questions before I brought them up. Mr. Chairman, I'll just ask Roger Gross to come over and identify himself.
Do your presentation, and we'll hold the questions to the end. Unless we just can't wait, and then we'll interrupt Mr. Gross.
Good evening, members of the commission. My name is Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultants.
And first of all, Roger, I guess I want to clear up for you. You didn't prepare any of the plans that were the approval plans originally for the project. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. But you did prepare some of the condominium recordation plans.
Correct. I believe we prepared the original condo deck site plan and all the subsequent amendments.
Okay. And you've also been out and made an inspection of the site as under its current conditions, correct?
Correct.
And you prepared these exhibits for the commissioners to basically show the as-built conditions?
Correct. That is it's the result of a recent comprehensive as-built of the community area. As a matter of fact, the as-built survey was performed earlier this month.
All right. And in your opinion as an engineer and also based upon your site inspection, could you just elaborate on what restrictions or constrictions that you see out there now which would be against or inhibit building a community building that was shown in, you know, these original plans in the area on the diagram? And if you need to refer to the diagram, you know, I guess go ahead, or I can stand over there and help you.
Sure. Would it be acceptable if I were to go over towards the
board? Just speak up so everybody can hear.
Generally, besides some of the restrictions that Mr. Dunkel had spoke about, there's probably some features on the plan that...
Excuse me just a second. Any of you would like to get up and move over this side or move around so you can see better, feel free to do so. Just probably be quiet about it. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you guys can see this.
Go ahead and turn it a little bit because we can see it.
We've got
it in front of us. Make sure the public can see what's going on.
As I said, generally, this is the result of a recent comprehensive survey. We've obviously added some color, some hatching, and some shading, just so some of the features kind of jump off the page for the public hearing process. I'm aware that in the exhibit booklet, you basically have a scaled-down version of this, which I believe just shows this, but it doesn't quite show the legend, which indicates what the hatch patterns are about. But generally, light green would represent any of the lawn areas. The darker green, which are adjacent the front end of the pool, would be landscape type areas. Charcoal gray would represent driveways, asphalt driveways, or the road network. The blue, stormwater. The brown areas, the shake pattern, would represent the dwellings. And some of the, I guess that's a beige color, would be representative of patios and concrete and so forth. Some of the features that I know, because I just took a moment back there and looked at the exhibit book, but that aren't quite evident on the reduced copy, and you might have to look real hard to see it, but we've delineated a swale line network in between some of the buildings, and there's a catch basin on the back side of the pool here. Effectively, drainage from the dwellings drain towards the side yards, and there's a swale network that drains these areas into this catch basin, which ultimately gets into the stormwater area. So there are types of features that, you know, obviously you gotta be able to get the water off of the yards and away from the dwellings. So that's kind of a critical network to maintain as far as getting the water into the stormwater facility. There's also some valving, some irrigation control valves that were located, and they're denoted on there as they're little boxes, and they have an ICV, and I know you probably can't distinguish that on your copies because of the amount of reduction that took place. Some of the things that aren't evident are the underground piping for the propane tank farm, and also the piping that connects all the irrigation systems. So there's a lot of underground piping network features that aren't shown on the plan but do exist.
Hey, Roger, I just want to kind of focus you on the open area, let's say, in front of the pool. To the I guess north of the pool, if you move on up right across from the propane tank. I mean, that's the general area where the community building was supposed to be, or at least that's the open area that's left. But that doesn't show the topography. And am I correct that there's sort of a depression or a swell in that area too?
Well, we didn't. I'm not quite sure. We did locate swales between units 42 and 43, 44 and 45, and one behind the propane area that connects to the catch basin. I don't have any field shots that would indicate that, but All right. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
And I've already identified, for the record, the propane easement area and the other areas. I guess I just want to ask you, for the record, do you agree in your opinion with the comments that I made and represented to the commission?
Do you?
Yes. Okay. And I think there's a fire hydrant also out in that area as well.
Yeah, there's a fire hydrant, and there's also a water meter that we picked up
adjacent to the street.
Right, and also based upon your review of all the drawings, is it correct that the pool is about three times larger than was shown on the approved plans?
Yes, approximately.
Okay. I don't really have any other questions. And Mr. Gross was going to call up Mr. Rubino. As you mentioned, you'd defer questions.
Yeah, we'll wait until we're
good evening, members of the board. Paul Rubino, Rubino C. Chase. Good to see you all again. Address is 102 Rubino Court, Wilmington, Delaware.
And Mr. Rubino, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you, for the record, do you agree with the representations that I've presented on your behalf to the commission that they are true and accurate?
Yes, I do.
If you could give just a little bit of explanation for the commission about the five parking spaces and the pool, why the pool is bigger, and also some explanation about the lack of the community building.
Well, some of the members were part of the commission back in 01 when this first went through. In Mark's booklet that was prepared, there was an original exhibit with the original conditional use application. And that conditional use application actually showed plus or minus 80 units, a combination or more or less a duplication of what was adjacent to the estates of C. Chase, known as C. Chase. And it was during that public hearing process and based on the Planning Commission's recommendation and ultimately Council's approval that the conditions that were outlined in 1379, I think it was the first time around, reduced the number of units down to 45. As Mark had pointed out, on that plan was shown a community center and a pool and certain conditions that ultimately got into the ordinance.
What I want to do is just focus you on the five parking spaces. Let's get with that. If you should briefly explain, does the community want them as far as you know, and why haven't they been paved?
To kind of cut to the chase a little bit for the benefit of everybody here, and thank everybody for coming out, is this is as a result of dealing with a transition committee of homeowners prior to the transition between Rubino C. Chase's declarant to the council that exists there today. And it was through these communications, both written, documented, a lot of that has been presented and is part of the record, that group accepted what exists out there today, including the removal or non-installation of the five parking spaces, the clubhouse not being built, the two entrances being kept open. So this was not like done in the dark, and there's actually communications that go back to the planning department making requests for certain things, specifically these five parking spaces. There's actually a letter to Shane Abbott in the record that asked for relief. Did we know the process was this process? To be very honest, no. We knew there were conditions, but to actually come back, here it is almost literally 7 years later, asking for relief, we're here.
Can you explain why the pool was constructed so much larger?
Well, Roger touched on part of it. That whole area behind these five houses was very tight. At the time, there was a big grade differential, Roger, between the front of the pool to the rear of the pool. So there's actually a retaining wall. I'll just walk over here for a minute. There's actually a retaining wall built here to bring this pool level up to keep it somewhat level with the adjacent properties of 41 and 42. As a result, this whole storm drainage system was installed. And as a result, it's basically setting this line. We went from that point and tried to make the pool area as big as possible.
And then the other feature that we've added to here, actually a couple things. One, the propane distribution system that's now an easement and is of record supplies all the 45 houses in here, both heat, hot water, if there are other gas, propane appliances. And Roger also talked about it with all the irrigation that goes on there. All these lawns are all sodded and irrigated. So there are amenities in this area that serve purposes for the houses.
I really didn't have any other questions for Mr. Rubino, and obviously we're here for any questions that you may have, Mr. Chairman, or members of the commission.
We thank you, and I'm sure there might be one or two. And I believe Mr. Johnson, this is your...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again,
so go right ahead.
Earlier, Mr. Rubino, you referenced that there was some evidence in terms of your communications with the residents about these changes. Where might I find those?
I know, in part, Mr. Johnson, they were provided to Lawrence Lank in a response letter back to him, but they date back as early as 04, where there was a transition committee made up of homeowners in Sea Chase. I believe there was about four or five of those folks there, and there was dialogue between us, and specifically the items that we're talking about tonight.
So is there a record of a homeowners association meeting where the association voted to not build the community house and not put in the parking spaces?
Well, first of all, sir, there is no homeowners association. This is a condominium. So there's a council. Right.
Okay.
And as I said earlier, we were dealing with a transition committee, which is typically what we try to do in most of our condominium communities, whereby we try to get people, homeowners that exist there and our homeowners on board, find out what their concerns are, what we haven't done, what we have done. And it was through, you know, that committee and ultimately their council that they accepted what's out there. But to sit here and say there was a motion, sir, made by a council giving them, us, the authority not to do this, other than letters that speak to that, that's all that there is.
Okay, thank you. And while you're up at the board, could you estimate what the square footage of that green area is between the pool concrete and house number 42 and, what is that, Mediterranean Drive and building 44? Well, where you have your propane
there's a Sharp
tank
Energy
farm.
I think it appears on your exhibit.
Yes.
As well. There's a Sharp Energy easement, and if you look at the there's a line table that's referenced for the courses and distances. So if you look at like the L4 course, which is this perpendicular distance, you go to this table and it's 33 feet. Plus, there's probably off of this corner to here, there's probably another 3 or 4 feet, and then from here down, there's probably another 5 feet. So about 40 feet, I would guess.
And how about the depth going from Mediterranean back to the whatever the house number is?
44? Let's see.
It's probably about 80 to 100 feet because the houses to the right are about 60 feet in depth. So it's probably 60 to 80 feet.
Probably about 90 to 100 feet.
So it sounds like you have about 3,600 square feet, maybe more or less in that area, that green area. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
And then take the 10-foot setbacks from those. So maybe that's, what, 34 by 80 that's buildable on?
Well, other than that, there's also, I believe, and this would actually, be a question for zoning, but we had to adhere to a 20-foot building separation in the for the units, and I would imagine that would apply from the units to a community building as well. So you would have to actually take away 20 feet from each of these structures, where it would be almost like a setback.
But it appears as though you have a setback of about 10 feet from the fence that surrounds the pool area and the building that's, I guess, is to the west of it.
To the patio here?
Yes. No, going in the other way, down at the bottom of your
south?
Picture.
That's south.
South. Well, it's south on there, but it's actually west when you're looking at it on a
okay.
Wall map.
All right.
He's talking right here.
Keep on coming.
Yeah.
There you go. So you have about a 10-foot setback there.
10.5 foot, 10.4 feet.
Maybe 11 or 12.
The
with the, yeah. Okay. But am I still correcting that there's approximately, 3,200 square feet in that green area that with a 10-foot setback?
Yeah, but are you taking into account the easement for the propane system?
That's not my problem. I'm just worried about that area right there in terms of whether a building can be placed there.
I would say generally in regards to the space between Mediterranean Drive, the back of this patio, and here you're looking at about, you know, 90 to 100 this way by, what do we say, about 40 feet this way.
Okay. So
about
and Roger, what would be the dimensions of what's there outside, you know, the easement area for the propane? How much space is left?
Well, it's kind of the easement area effectively is 44 by 33, which ends up being
1400. To net about 1600.
So that would be about 1400 feet out of that square footage.
Yes.
And can a gas tank farm be relocated? Is that possible from an engineering standpoint?
That I don't know. That's not what I.
That's a Chesapeake Utilities question. Okay. And what about the piping for irrigation systems? Can that be rerouted?
I don't have a plan on the current layout, so I'm not sure, you know, if they're main distribution lines or just lateral service lines.
Mr. Johnson, adjacent to the pool, the small little structure that's out there today actually houses the well and the pump house for that irrigation system.
Okay. And I guess this is more of a comment rather than a question. I know that the commission, in the 3 years I've been here, we typically look at parking at the pool, not just a matter of parking cars, but also a matter of enabling folks to drop off their kids and pick them up. While it's a small community, I know well from riding around trying to find your pool today in the snow, that some of the houses are quite a distance, and that's sometimes the parking is there more for a convenience sake as well as a safety sake. I mean, I think your subdivision is why I like sidewalks in subdivisions. But anyhow, I have no further questions at this time.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Gordy?
Just a comment. As a commissioner, I was on this original public hearing, and it's disturbing to me to vote on a application and make certain conditions, and those conditions are not followed. It's very upsetting to me. Was this a selling point? Was this clubhouse a selling point?
It was part of the literature that we had out initially.
I mean, and then again,
to be honest,
we find out 5-6 years later that this clubhouse was not built. It's very disturbing to me as a commissioner. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Smith?
I wasn't a member of the commission, but I echo what Mr. Gordy's comment was. And no, sir, I don't have any questions. I find this very interesting and looking forward to the rest of the public hearing.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Council, any comment or
On the propane easement that you've talked about, is that a recorded easement document, or is it a drawing that's recorded? Or
there's a agreement between Sharp Energy and the condominium association that includes that easement, so it's part of an agreement. It's also public. It's a public recorded easement.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. If you would stand down there for a moment, and we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1774, Rubino C. Chase, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1774? Okay, we'll start right here. Sir, with you. In the navy sweater. Give us your name and address, and you may have the floor.
My name is Milton Gordon. I live at 7 Adriatic Drive in the estates of Sea Chase in Rehoboth Beach. When I went to contract on this house, I was given forms, pictures showing a clubhouse, which were not there. I was never offered an opportunity to get my money back if I didn't want it because there was no clubhouse. Nothing was ever presented to me. This is after this was all put through to make the changes. When I went to purchased the house.
When did you purchase your house, sir?
I closed on it in July of 04. I went in contract sometime in 03, I believe, or late 02. Never was I ever informed there would not be a clubhouse in there. My basic feeling today is that a clubhouse right now would be very inconvenient to the development, to the community. My concern is that being a retired banker, and I've gone out to these kind of developments, having to go over the accounting, see what the bottom line is before we could approve something like this being done, the cost of a clubhouse is included in the cost of the development. It's included in the cost of my house. I paid to have a clubhouse. I have never gotten a refund or been offered any compensation because there's no clubhouse, which I feel I'm entitled to. Also, false advertising. I was told I was getting a clubhouse. This is an issue that perhaps several of us original owners may contend to pursue later with the district attorney for false advertising. I don't know yet what we're going to do. But the bottom line is I don't feel that a clubhouse would be beneficial at this time. Talking to co-owners there, the majority, I believe, feel the same way. There's other issues here as well.
Just want to make clear, though, you are not representing a group.
I am not, just myself.
Okay.
Another issue not brought up here, if you look at those diagrams, are dry wells, dry drains for water to disperse. There are seven missing dry ponds in that development for water to spill off. I am sure that had to be approved originally, and I don't know how it was determined that they are not needed now. I think that's an environmental issue. We've had problems with flooding in the development. It never caused actual flooding, but the water came up, and Rubino has addressed that situation. But in this dry spell that we have had, I would not know what would happen if we really had a major storm here. We do have water that cascades down the streets at this time, and if some of these dry wells were in there, dry ponds were in there, it would alleviate some of that problem. But they were automatically removed. They're not there.
Were you saying that they were there and they were removed? Or
in your diagram, if you look at before and after. All this with the clubhouse, where you see the clubhouse and you don't, you see seven ponds no longer there.
Okay.
Or spill off of water. Also, if you look at the original plan and the new one, there is nothing there. They removed trees that were supposed to be put in. They were taken out. There was, and I believe the president of our condominium will mention to you, that we had an incident because some of them were taken out in a specific area where they were put in, and there was some controversy that they had to be put back. But then again, we're arrested these trees that were in the original plan. The cost of putting these in for the condominium would be pretty high. And I do know, as the treasurer on the board, this should be addressed, and I think they should be put in. That's all my comments.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate them. If you're done, you may take a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Gross, do you want to respond to the stormwater management comment? Seems rather strange and could potentially be serious, but I thought if you can shed some light on it for us, I'd appreciate it.
I can try. First of all, I want to make clear that we weren't the original site engineers on the project.
Yeah, we got that part.
We basically,
the site engineer has passed on, I understand.
Yes, and I don't want to go there, you know.
Okay,
but
just tell, give us your professional.
Well, basically, we laid out all the improvements per their approved plans.
Right.
And we did all the condominium revisions. Part of that, as well, was to do the stormwater as-built of the approved plans, which right. ECI did.
Right.
You know, as far as compliance, it's my understanding. I have to go back and verify this, but I'm about 98% sure that Sussex Conservation District has signed off on those as-built as far as being compliant. I think I'd have to go back and check.
Okay, I would
like to.
At the end of the public hearing, council, I'd like to hold the record open to receive that information. only that information from Mr. Gross. I don't see any problem asking for it from him. He can check and find out what right. was done, mm-hmm. and if you would let Mr. Lang know.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's it for being issued. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am, I think you were next. Did you want to speak? Okay.
That wasn't me or Howard talking. I'm sorry.
Beg your pardon?
My first one. I'm the president, but I'm here.
Can you tell us who you are?
I'm sorry, Elizabeth Misacronis at 12 Mediterranean Drive. I'm the president of the CJ's Association.
Okay.
But I bought the house as a second buyer, so the pool house wasn't there when I bought it. But I do represent a lot of the homeowners in that they are disappointed that it isn't there because, like Milton had said, it was part of the cost of what they paid. Make it easy on you, guys. The driveways were next, the 5 parking spots. Last board did sign off on them. 2 driveways. Last board did agree it wasn't beneficial to have one. So those 2 things, I mean, as far as a community, we're good with, so that you don't have to dwell on it.
It's good to know.
I was looking at the site plans. I have a preliminary with the original ordinances, and I have the final site plan with no ordinances. There are other issues. There's a lot that the community feels wasn't taken care of. The tree issue. There's a lot of trees and bushes on the first plan that aren't on the development. There's in the original ordinances, I guess, because they go with it. They're not there. God, I can't think. Pretty much everyone's going to cover. The pool house is the big issue here. And if homeowners are concerned, the kind of construction that will be involved. What are you going to do? Move the pool? You can't do that. It wasn't an option given to them. It was something changed and obviously not changed correctly, even with Sussex County. It was something that someone drew up a new plan saying, all right, not this way, now this way. But did not go through the proper channels, whether with the homeowners or the Sussex County Planning and Zoning. And I had spoken to Shane Abbott, and he could not. I had spoke to Susan Isaac and asked her, how did you miss 24 homes constructed, not start a pool house? It says so right on the ordinances. And she goes, well, it's not on the site plan. I said, but Susan, you have to have text along with your site plan. I know building inspectors aren't said, here, go out and make sure this is done. I'm pretty sure that ordinances are an important part of that. And she said, well, yeah, it was an oversight on our part. You know, things like this, but there's 7 of them. The drainage ponds on the original one, the second one has 4. You know, things like this I'm just not comfortable with as to how it got from 1 to 2 without anything other than additional drawing. And I think that's it.
Okay. Can you tell us what your group wants?
Well, unfortunately, there's nowhere to put the pool house, but they feel that they're entitled to the value that it would have brought to their home. It's not that they don't want it. There's just no place for it.
In a word, would you say money?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Who's next? Yes, sir. By the way, we can't give money, by the way. just in case any of you were getting your hopes up, you'd have to go somewhere else for that. I'm not saying you can't get it, but you can't get it here. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Rich Deisinger, Richard J. Deisinger.
Okay, you're the...
Number 11, Adriatic Drive, the estates of Sea Chase. My wife, Larissa. We're original buyers. I believe
when did you buy?
We made settlement January 14th, 2005. We were one of the last 3 homes to be built in a community. It was a long process when we originally were buying because of delays from the township pertaining to the builder developing the property with the pump house and so on, whatever the problem was pertaining to the sewer system. So it was a long delay.
Township is a Keystone State term. I'm not sure what you're referring to here in Sussex County as a township.
Sussex County.
Excuse me, Sussex County.
Okay.
I believe you have a packet in front of me, in front of you that... And the packet, I believe, speaks for itself. that we have the original site plan, I will call it, dated 2001, and a subsequent site plan dated 2002. If you look at those two site plans, and also the a sales site plan, which you have in your possession, is identical to the site plan of 2001, which was approved in May 8th, 2001. And then you see that all the trees and shrubs are there, the clubhouse is there, the five parking spaces are there, 45 homes are there, everything is there. When you look at the site plan dated 2002, it all disappeared as far all but the 45 homes. The trees are all gone. The clubhouse is gone. It shows the five parking spaces. They're no longer there. So you have the letter May 4th from Lawrence Link. You have in your packet the seven conditions. And also you have April 23rd, 2005 is when the association was taken over, taken over the property. So from 2001 to April of 2005, there was no association represented by homeowners. The point I'm getting at is, as a homeowner, original buyer, 67% of us has to vote on a tangible item. Clubhouse, pool, clubhouse, five parking spaces, or trees, or anything that has been being deleted. I never, or my wife never voted. The association wasn't in effect till April. 24 homes, as it stated in a letter, when was built, you had to build the clubhouse and five parking spaces. And where are the trees? It wasn't done. We were one of the last three houses to be built, and we made settlement 2005, January 14th. There was none of us there, in my opinion, we didn't vote on anything. There was no vote given to us to vote on deleting anything, gentlemen. Let the records stand. Let my documentations show the facts that I'm pointing out. Also, if the plans here doesn't show, 2001 plans doesn't show any tank farm, I don't know how many propane tanks are there, gentlemen. I don't know how many. One, two, three. Looks like maybe one. And if you look at the site plan dated 2002, on Adriatic Drive behind house number 30 and 31, there's plenty of room there to put a propane tank farm. And I don't know where the 20-foot easement, or maybe I'm using the wrong words, from the house, from the rear of the house, does that consist of the patio or the rear of the property?
It would be from the patio.
From the patio? Okay. So well, I'm retired and I live there. And we bring our grandchildren down. And I'm an older man. And I have to run to the bathrooms a lot. It's a health issue also, in my opinion, that I have to take my wet children in bathing suits and towels and go all the way back to the house to use the bathrooms. I am so upset at this. I want the clubhouse. I want the five parking spaces. I want all the trees. And if we do not get them, gentlemen, I will have dye put in a swimming pool when it becomes a health issue.
You'll have what?
Dye to see if anyone's urinating in the swimming pool, sir, gentlemen. But getting back, I hope you will really review.
You think those clubhouses are actually going to keep a kid from urinating in that pool?
Well, they will certainly keep me from urinating in the pool, gentlemen. I have. Keep me from urinating in a pool, gentlemen, and I'll do my best to have my grandchildren not to.
If little Theodosius is having a fun time playing Marco Polo, he's not going to jump out of that pool.
Well, every half hour, 20 minutes, I will. Children, let's go to the potty.
And all kidding aside, and I think you did answer my question, but I'm going to ask you again, what do you want? What do you want to see happen?
I want... This is lowering our property value. It's lowering our resale value. We have a beautiful community being built down the street. By the way, let me say this. I love the community. It's a beautiful community. We love our home. It's a beautiful home, and it's well built, and we're satisfied. But there, down the street, there's a community has a lovely clubhouse, swimming pool, and all the facilities. We're in competition for resale and property value. We need it. I want what was sold to my wife and I with the original sales site plan, which is identical to 01 site plan,
okay,
which I believe, which has been approved by Sussex County Council.
Thank you, sir. You answered my question.
And may I ask if I can produce more evidence, since this is deferred?
You better do it now if you're going to produce something, because what will happen is the public hearing will be closed, so we really can't.
Well, there...
There will be. Just.
Well, I'm sorry. No, that's right. I'm sorry.
We'll be considered by county council also at a public hearing.
This you'll have another... recommendation. This is round one. This is the semifinals. The finals will be in front of the county council. We make a recommendation to the council, and then they make a final decision. So you'll have a chance to do this again. So you will have the opportunity to present whatever information that you don't have with you tonight. You just won't be able to present it to us. You'll be able to present it to them, and they are fully capable and every once in a while do make a different decision than what we make, because they see different information than we see sometimes.
One final statement, if I may. I feel the clubhouse is doable. It can be built there. It's 40 by 32 feet, 1,280 square feet clubhouse. Yes, there is a small building that could be incorporated, the pump house, into this clubhouse. I'll call it a clubhouse, community center, whatever you want to call it, but it's, according to the site plans, it's 40 by 32 feet, 1,280 square foot. I believe it's doable in that location. Right. Thank you, gentlemen.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, would anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing, and we'll call for a motion for deferral.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1774, Rubino C. Chase, LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration. And I believe there's another request you made, Mr. Chairman.
I think for
the public. I asked to have the record held open to receive information from Mr. Gross regarding the construction of the stormwater management provisions, and specifically to check with the soil conservation folks to make sure that they signed off on the as-built drawing. And what that means, folks, is that the as-built drawing is simply where you have a plan, it gets built, engineers go out again, take grades, make sure everything was they put it down as it was built. That drawing gets submitted to the soil conservation people, and they make the decision as to whether or not it conforms to the original plan. And that's what we're not sure happened, and I think it's important to find out. So that's why I'm asking to have the record held open for that reason. Okay? All right.
So I'm going to incorporate your comments as
there
part
you go.
Of my motion.
Second what he said. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1774, Rubino C. Chase, LLC, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1777, BB Medical Center, Incorporated.